That was Featherweight by Sleepy Gonzales, an eclectic indie rock four-piece from Surrey, whose music features haunting vocals, evocative and relatable lyrics, and unique but catchy melodies. They've also just released a brand new single, and its accompanying official video, a couple of days ago. I spoke with vocalist and guitarist Christian and vocalist Allison over Skype. Christian and Allie, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thanks for having us.
How did you two come together with Benny and Nick to form Sleepy Gonzales?
We met at a seance that happened in my high school parking lot.
Okay, I've never heard that particular answer before from anyone.
It was a really funny story, actually. Allie tells it really well.
Do I?
I'm just kidding. Allie and I actually went out in high school, and we started singing together like that, and Nick joined later. Benny's my twin brother, so he's just been in my shadow that whole time.
How do you all approach your songwriting together? Is it really collaborative, or does one of you boss the others around?
It kind of depends on the song. But Christian can tell you more about bossing around.
Yeah, that's true. I'm probably the most bossy one in the band. But we all just care a lot about songwriting, so I feel like we all just fill different roles in the process. And like Allie said, it's different for every song.
Where do you feel most in your element? When you're writing, when you're in a studio recording, or when you're up on a stage performing?
I feel most comfortable singing alone in my room to the wall. That's my favorite. I love singing to any situation, but that's just easily my favorite.
Yeah. I can hear him through the vent. I think I would have to say on stage that I just really love performing, and especially now it's really coming to light how much I really love it and miss it.
Do you guys have the opportunity to do any streaming or anything like that to stay connected with your fans while you're missing that connection?
We've done like a small handful of things, but it's not really who we are. Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't know. I personally feel like the more time I spend in front of a screen, the less I really exist in the real world. The few that we have done are really fun. It's just, we went through this whole phase of like, oh, do we have to like strategize around this? Do we need like webcams in the jam room? Do we need to be live streaming all the time? And it just felt very forced. So yeah, we just didn't really move in that direction. And we're just trying to really like hunker down on the songwriting so that if hopefully like a time comes when we can play in front of people again, that we'll have something like worth sharing.
Yeah, I think we've done one thing. We got an opportunity to play at the Fox Cabaret, and we played as if we were playing a show, and they had like people recording it for visuals and audio. And I think that's like the most authentic thing that we've done for like a live video since COVID. But I think, I don't know, I had a lot of fun there. I like that one a lot.
You just released your new single, Aliens Exist, as well as a very cool video for it just a couple days ago. Tell me about that song and the video.
Oh, well, the video was all Benny, pretty much. He did all the editing. We were going to send it out, but as soon as he started, he just couldn't stop. And I'm pretty impressed personally with what he came up with without anybody else's help, besides our friend Jesse, who filmed all the drone footage that was shot in it. It was flown by my talented drone flyer friend Jesse.
Very cool.
In terms of songwriting, it started about, I remember the first memory I have writing it was in December of 2019, and I think we had just gotten home from our first tour, so we needed some time apart from each other, I guess. I think we just kind of just stopped, like, we had a lot of, like, kind of, we needed space from each other, but even in the short amount of time that elapsed, I started missing them a lot. So it just felt weird to be writing music without them. And I just kind of wrote, that's kind of where it started anyway. It kind of became like this whole like epic love romance type thing, like that I dedicate to an alien in my head. But that's where it just started out, from the feeling of missing my band when they were away from me.
Yeah, and the track ends with the lyric that goes with that feeling, that we can't do it alone. And we miss each other so quickly.
That must make it really hard. How are you guys coping with the whole pandemic situation and not being able to get out and perform together, write together, do all the things that you love to do?
Well, we're very lucky because we actually live in a band house. So we're roommates. So
yeah, we coped with it by moving in together.
Yeah.
At the start of the autumn, actually. And we've been just like, we're basically going to have like a second album written by the time our first one drops in December. That's how much time, like, it's just like when you live together, it just feels like there's just so much more opportunity to be creating. So I feel very lucky. I've been coping just fine, and I'm worried for a lot of other people in more precarious situations than my own. Mm-hmm. But I'm feeling very blessed to be able to just write songs every day.
You're still alive.